We have the wonderful producers Sam and Chris here. So, hello. What have we
Good
got?
Good morning.
We have two awesome things to talk about today. I'm going to go first and talk about something that you could watch if you just need to relax and want something beautiful to look at. I have to recommend Strangers by Late Night Work Club.
Okay.
It is streaming on the website Vimeo, and it is a series of interweaved short films all about the theme of strangers.
Oh, cool.
And it is all animated. It's very beautiful. All animated by different people. Most of the films are made by just one person, actually.
Awesome.
Wow.
So it's immensely impressive. They play around with form quite a lot, too, which is something I really like about it. Hand-drawn animation. There's like stop-motion plasticine stuff as well, and a lot of digital manipulation. One of the films is actually a website in which anonymous people on the internet just like jumped in and animated it together.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's definitely part of Strangers. It's hard to explain, but when it all comes together, it's really amazing.
Are they mainly like well-known directors or amateur directors or both?
They're definitely not amateurs. They're really good at what they do, but they're not really, like you wouldn't see them on a Pixar film or something like that.
Oh, that's really cool.
They're really, really independent animators.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
What is it, like Scanner Darkly, that kind of thing?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, okay, don't worry.
That's the novel by Philip K. Dick.
They had that animated film of it, and it's like, isn't it the one? And it's like in a dreamscape, and it's all okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
it's ringing a vague bell.
I don't know. It's making me think of that.
And that's probably very similar. You can watch this and think that it's kind of a dream. There's some like films that make no sense at all in it. Like the very first one, which I think takes place in space with people who don't have faces.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's still very engaging and beautiful. Great sound design. But, I mean, if you don't like the shorts, they have time codes, so you can just skip through them just to let you know. And there are also ones that have, like, really different interpretation of strangers as well. There's one of them, which is about an Arabic community on the border between England and France.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, honestly, I had no idea there were problems between those borders, but... you know, even though you can see their community is clearly displaced in the film, the short kind of the film moves away from that focus and it focuses on the art and the music that kind of upholds their culture, which is really beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, it's less than an hour. They're all independent animators, so it's free to watch.
Okay.
Just log in, and if you like a certain director's work, then you can go and support them.
Okay, awesome.
And, yeah, it also had a premiere in Sydney last year, which is really cool.
Huh.
Yeah, they got animators from everywhere. They got... you know, Tokyo. I don't think any of them are Australian, but yeah, they did decide to have a premiere in Sydney for some reason, which is nice.
Okay, that's awesome. So it's on Vimeo and it's called...
It is called Strangers. If you look up Strangers Vimeo, you'll probably find it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, nice piece of work to chill out to on your Sunday.
Definitely.
So, Chris, what have you got?
Well, continuing on with the theme of independent directors and musicians and artists, I've got an album from a punk band called Dead Moon, and it's their first album, In the Graveyard. In the graveyard. Yeah, I'm picturing kind of a Thriller Michael Jackson vibe.
Nice.
Vincent Price.
Nice.
But yeah, it's actually from...
Oh, and Halloween's coming up.
Halloween is coming up.
Yeah, just a couple of months early. But, you know, we need to be prepared.
We do need to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's a wonderful album. They're a garage punk band that formed in 1988, so the same year the album was released, and they broke up about 2006. They are made up of a singer and guitarist, Fred Cole, his wife and musical partner, Trudy Cole, and the drummer, Andrew Loomis, who sadly is no longer with us.
You've got to love a couple who play music together.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's just such a good... energy between them, and you can tell that they know each other really well musically and like as people as well, and that definitely comes through in the music. But it's such a DIY album and DIY sound, which is what is really awesome about it. They actually formed their own record label to release this album. Cool. So that's Tombstone Records. And they actually had a general store called Tombstone General Store, which is in Portland, Oregon. They only recently sold that.
Of course they're from Portland.
Yeah, they're from Portland. They're one of the original Portland innovators. But yeah, it's a fantastic album. It goes for just under 30 minutes. And it sounds like people just having a lot of fun and recording some wonderful, raw, sort of dirty punk country kind of music. It's
country.
It's two or three covers and then the rest are originals.
I'm reading it right here. There's a song that's called Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah, that's an Elvis cover.
I thought so.
Yeah, but it's actually Tootie singing it, and she's got this wonderful out-of-tune voice, but like a fantastically kind of punk out-of-tune voice. Like think Patti Smith, think like really kind of raw. And it's just her basically sort of speaking this song. And given that they're a couple and like they've been together a long time, you can, there's just, you can really get a sense of like their relationship and like
so
their
cool.
wonderful like way they bounce off each other musically and stuff like that. I actually had the fortune of seeing them last year tour.
Oh, nice.
For Meredith Music Festival, and I went to their sideshow as well. I didn't see Dead Moon, they're no longer around, but Freddie and 2D performed together. And it's just wonderful watching them on stage together, and they just go so well together musically, and sort of giving each other little kicks and like looks and stuff like that. And yeah,
that's cute.
It's fantastic. It's like couple goals, basically. They're both 70. They're both still touring the world. Like
70. Amazing.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's a fantastic album.
It would be more cute if they didn't play like death garage punk.
Yeah. Music, I mean, but,
you know. I don't know. I think that makes them cuter.
Yeah, definitely. Personally. It really, really does. Like when I saw them at Meredith, it was about 11 a.m. when they were performing. They both had beers in their hand. They're both just sort of very like
just chilling,
kind
out.
Of hard living, but yeah, really amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just grab those names again. So Vimeo and it's Strangers, Sam.
Strangers on Vimeo. Uh-huh. Check it out.
And it's Dead Moon in the Graveyard on Spotify.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Chris and
no
Sam.
No worries. Thanks, thank Eleanor. You, Eleanor.